WCHD1, Seattle, Tacoma, USA. The all-new 98.9, The Bull. Number one for new country and Fits in the Morning.
All right, everybody, it's 6 o'clock. Time to wake up and listen to my daddy, The Fits. F-I-T with a Z.
I love you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
Fits in the Morning is live from the Bull Radio Hub for Friday. It's June 26, 2020. And let me be the first to welcome you to an amazing Northwest Friday morning. Right over there, his name is Drew.
Got my spill-proof coffee mug ready for the Bull, yeah.
Get it. Aunt Claire is standing by right over there.
I'm covered in extra cat hair and cat medicine because I have to give her drops every morning, and that ain't fun.
Keep that cat hair away from me.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to cop out a fur ball today. Ryder the Youngin, what's going on?
Well, it's Friday, the weekend before the 4th of July, which means I got to head up to Muckleshoot Hill today to go pick up my fireworks.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. He's bringing you the summer and the bull, yeah. Let's get this started. Our host, The Fits.
So consider this the pre 4th of July celebration show.
Nice.
Woo. Right?
Yes.
There you go.
Let's get on it. Again, you can always check in, say good morning to 96459. And there, do I see him? Oh, there he is. Look at his mask. Mm-hmm. Oh. DJ Tony Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you. It's the Fits in the Morning Friday. Booyah.
It's the Fits in the Morning. Booyah. On 98.9 The Bull.
Make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight. I wanna be a castaway and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time. Wasting away down by the coast, Pacifico and chasing line. Easy living down in paradise. Hold me another one. Make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Just like the other one. Make it a double rum. We're gonna cast away tonight. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow. Leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays, salt and a Buffett song. Buffett song.
Booyah!
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Ah, yeah. Come on. Turn it up.
Searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a warm world to blame, but I know it's my.
Turn it up, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. This is the Booyah.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, to me.
Summertime, Summertime with Fitz in the Morning.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant.
The Bull. The Booyah is on Fitz in the Morning. Anybody sweating? Anybody sweating? Anybody lose some calories right there?
I did, but I didn't lose a drop of my coffee.
I'll be honest, Ryder the Youngin and I were the only people dancing and moving and shaking it.
Yeah,
shaking
you guys
over
just sitting there, and
I'm
it's Friday.
I'm You're shaking.
I'm chair shaking.
No. Mm-hmm.
I didn't
no.
stand, that's true, but I chair shook.
All right.
I had to stand up and move around and dance, and my back hurts.
My neck. You know, your back has been, you've been having some problems with your back for a while. You okay?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Usually when I mess up my back like this again, it lasts like maybe a week, week and a half. It's been like a couple weeks.
Too much twerking.
No. Yeah.
That's it.
All right, stand by. We get ready for the Friday edition of the What Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
And now.
Here's my daddy.
It's time for your
What Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
On the all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country and Fitz in the Morning. Thank you so much to my What Are You Kidding Me? Field correspondents who send me amazing. What are you kidding me? Stories on a daily basis.
Slash ridiculous. Amazing slash ridiculous.
Why is that?
Because a lot of these stories are ridiculous.
That's what the What Are You Kidding Me stories are all about.
I know.
But not the correspondence. We take the correspondence very seriously, and we thank you for your efforts.
I'm not going to lie to you. This first story as I begin today in the What Are You Kidding Me newsroom, it hurts my heart. Out of Virginia, lunch lady on the loose. I had a very great relationship with my lunch lady. I mean, she gave me extra cheese tots and chocolate milk every morning in junior high.
I wish I could have gotten to know mine.
Yeah. A lunch lady in Virginia was just busted for basically stealing kids' lunch money for the past 3 years.
Oh.
What?
They just figured it out. Obviously, with the pandemic time off has given a lot of these sort of school accountants time to check the numbers.
Yeah, wait a minute. This till's light. This till's been light for a long time.
Oh, uh-huh. She was just taking the money and not putting it in the till. I thought she was like shaking down fourth graders for a minute. Give me your lunch money, Billy.
I'm much bigger than you, kid. You better give it to me.
No right of the youngest. She wasn't robbing the students.
My bad.
It took them 3 years to figure it out.
Billy finally got taller.
After I give you this lunch tray, meet me behind the cafeteria and give me your money. If not, I'm going to kick your butt after school. Anyway, it's always sad when the lunch lady gets busted for such things, but they figured it out. Page two.
What? Are you kidding me?
And it gets even more ridiculous. Out of Nebraska, I see your ankles thick and shiny. If you find yourself getting into your car and suddenly feel a hand around your ankle, don't worry. It's real life.
Oh, God. I don't like this.
There is a 20-year-old guy named Jesse Johnson in Lincoln, Nebraska. He is obsessed with hiding under women's cars and grabbing their feet.
No.
Is that... Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Does he want to do anything more than grab their feet? Is he going to, like, say, hey, scream at him? Or
he likes to grab their feet. His quote, I just have this weird addiction and odd behavior. I don't know why.
So he hides under your car, and when you're getting in it, he grabs your ankles.
It's a thrill for him.
What's his name?
I don't know. Ankle lover? I don't know his name.
Is he in jail?
Yes, I do know his name. But I said his name, Jesse Johnson.
Yeah. Is he in jail, or is he just out and about, and they're just like,
No, he's been arrested.
Okay. I'm getting a lift kit so I can see everything going on under there. Right. I'm done.
Claire, what would happen if suddenly you felt a man, the rough hands, calloused hands of a man grabbing your ankles?
Well, that man's going to feel the knife I keep under my seat.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
In addition to that, I would scream like a girl.
It just got dark.
Jesse Johnson in Lincoln, Nebraska. He says that he wants to get counseling, but he has trouble paying for the counseling to prevent him from hiding underneath women's cars and grabbing
their
feet.
Someone else to foot the bill?
Yeah.
Oh!
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got the...
What, are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
Fitz in the Morning. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country. It's just a bunch of it seemed like a good idea at the time moments. Fitz is on The Bull.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. Welcome to Fitz in the Morning. There's Drew and Aunt Claire, Ryder the Youngin. We're getting ready for round one of County Wars, which is coming up at 6:40 this morning. And I do believe we have more Cold Stone, right?
We sure do.
Gosh, people have been going crazy over the Cold Stone ice cream.
Well, because it's beautiful out. Who doesn't want ice cream right now?
Well, even though it's going to be beautiful for the weekend, people still are going to be streaming and binge-watching stuff like crazy. It's Stream It or Skip It. Drew, where do you want to begin?
I want to begin with the great experiment of can movies sell as much going to your house as they can in the theater? We're about to have another try at it, and the movie is irresistible.
And I believe, yes, they can, because let's go back to Trolls, right? Trolls was made so much money being delivered to the house.
Right. Well,
that was a
kid's
family movie.
So now we've got an adult movie.
True.
Let's see how that works. So Irresistible stars Steve Carell and
Rose Byrne.
And Rose Byrne, and it's... It's directed by, actually, I think created and directed by Jon Stewart from The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
So very interesting. Yes. He directed this thing. It's a political, it's about a campaign manager trying to get this retired Marine into this position in a very conservative area and going up against the other campaign manager. Well, it looks awesome. I have a thing to watch it today, so I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see if it's as good as the hype, and we're going to see if it sells as much as it would in the theaters.
And where is that going to be delivered?
On video on demand. So this is one that you're going to have to pay for.
Okay.
Go to your services, all your various streaming services like your Comcast or whoever, and you can buy this movie.
Name of the movie.
Irresistible.
Ticket or skip it?
I think it's going to be a ticket.
All right. Or should I say stream it or skip it?
Stream it or skip it. Yeah.
Stream it. Stream it. Sorry. Yeah, we're done with the tickets.
Yep.
I kicked out the tickets a couple of months ago. Thank you, COVID-19.
Yep.
All right. Movie or show number two.
So CBS All Access. That's another streaming service from, of course, CBS. They're allowing free access to the new season of The Twilight Zone. Now, Fitz, they've remade The Twilight Zone. Now Jordan Peele fills in as the host role, you know, the Rod Serling host role. Mm-hmm. Just like an update on all the Twilight Zone type of stories, you know, the crazy twist, everything's different. Claire, you said you've seen some of these.
I have, yeah. It's okay. This is my favorite genre, is the short-form science fiction show.
Yeah.
But ever since Black Mirror came out, I feel nothing's quite as good.
Oh,
yeah, bar's been raised. And Twilight Zone is a perfectly fine thing to watch on a Saturday night when there's nothing else to do.
Okay.
Well, now that it's free on CBS All Access, I'll give it a check out.
Stream it or skip it.
It's a stream.
I'm going to say skip that one.
Okay.
Skip it.
Over on Netflix, you've got the Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. Now, this is Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams, an awesome kind of screwball comedy about singing contests, specifically a Eurovision contest. So, you know, the Europeans always do everything weird. So
yeah. Remember, Eurovision is where ABBA was born.
Exactly. That's actually a legacy show, right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Name of that.
It's called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga.
And where can you find that?
On Netflix.
Stream it or skip.
It's Will Ferrell. You got to try it out.
Stream it.
All right. And we're getting ready to wrap up in a moment, but you haven't even mentioned Yellowstone yet, man.
Well, that's
what is up?
Because it's not new this week. We went all over that last week.
It was new just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was last week, and we talked all about it.
Folks, Yellowstone. You've got to start watching it now. The season just started.
Didn't they tweet at you?
They tweeted me.
Yeah.
They did. They said, follow Fitz. Are you going to tell all your listeners about Yellowstone? I said, yes, I am. Mm. So definitely do Yellowstone with Kevin Costner this weekend.
But you need a few things for the kids. So over on Disney Plus, you got Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. You got that new live action Jungle Book came out last year. And HBO Max, believe it or not, is pumping out a ton of kids content. They've got The Amazing World of Gumball, the whole series. Whoa. The Powderpuff Girls. Adventure Time.
Powderpuff Girls.
And Dexter's Laboratory. Now that's a cartoon I know. I love that one.
That's a great one.
Yep. All that's available on HBO Max.
Okay. Now you get one pick. What is something that people definitely need to stream or binge this weekend?
I think Irresistible. I miss big movies, and this is a big movie you can watch in your house.
Okay, and I'm going to say Yellowstone if you haven't started it yet.
And I'm going to say Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls.
I'm with Claire.
Find Drew on his Instagram at
Critical Drew.
And when it comes to shows and Netflix and Amazon Prime. And
always do Drew.
Do Drew.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning, New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
You can be the pride of your county right now. What a way to wrap up the week, right? Let's get on it. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Playing County Wars on Friday.
And I can't believe it. Wrapping up the month of June, we are getting so close. What's the record?
Oh, my goodness. Island County, can they pull it out? They sit on top with 8 wins. King behind them with 7. Snohomish has 6. Pierce and Kitsap have 5 apiece. Thurston with 4. And Clallam County has 3 on the board.
And Aunt Claire, what is inside the Friday Fitz in the Morning treasure chest?
How could Friday possibly get any better? It's ice cream from Cold Stone.
Oh, I'm going to hit my ice cream button again.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Let's meet our contestants right now. I want to say what's up to Connie in North Bend, representing King County. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. And how are you, Fitz?
Doing so good. Thank you. Today, you are going against Josette and Puyallup, representing the Fierce from Pierce. Good morning, Josette.
Good morning.
All right, let me explain the rules to County Wars. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, you have to say your name real, real loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay. All right.
Let's play County Wars. What did Governor Inslee just mandate all Washingtonians wear in public?
Connie.
Connie. Internet.
Math.
That is correct. Yeah. He's got that first point. Woo.
What twerking, singing, acting daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus just announced that she's completely sober now?
Connie.
Josette
Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Yes. King County cruise right into an easy win. 2 points.
That's right.
Down.
The answer is Miley Cyrus. That's right. Connie, congratulations to you. Unbelievable. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Fitz. Hey, how's the twins?
Oh, the twins are so good.
Okay.
And check out what you got today.
You just won ice cream from Cold Stone.
Woo! Woo! You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream.
Yeah! Yay.
She knows it.
And Josette from Puyallup, I think you did a great job. Thank you so much for playing. Oh, I think we lost Josette.
Oh.
Woo. King County owning Friday.
My name is Connie, and I am the queen of King County. And we just destroyed the Fierce from Pierce.
Yes, you did. That's what County Wars is all about. Great job.
Thank you.
That one got dirty for a little bit. That one got dirty. All right, the battle continues at 8:40 this morning. It's round two of County Wars. What are we giving away?
We got one more shot for ice cream from Cold Stone.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
There is an official new name for the newly renovated former Key Arena at the Seattle Center. Amazon, who has the naming rights, and NHL Seattle have announced they're naming it Climate Pledge Arena.
Wait, this is real? I saw this all over social media last night. I thought it was like a possible joke.
It is the actual name, Climate Pledge Arena. It will be the world's first net zero carbon certified arena in the whole world. But come on, I mean, seriously, I think they should call it the greenhouse myself. Yes, you're going to see that everywhere, but I want you to know I had that original thought first.
Yeah, and then we can call the team the Potted Plants.
You know what, Ryder? You're right. Now we have a name for the arena. We still don't have a name for the hockey team.
All right, text us. What should we name Seattle's hockey team? Text now to 96459.
Well, Hannah Montana fans are blowing up TikTok over what they're calling the biggest plot hole in cinematic history. Drew, I will let you be the judge of this. Apparently, there are two episodes involving Billy Ray Cyrus's character, Bobby Ray, somehow revealing that he is both Miley Stewart and Hannah Montana's dad, so therefore, they must be the same person. And the Jonas Brothers are involved somehow. My point is, this has more than 2.5 million views. There are a lot of people out there who apparently
have nothing better to do with their lives.
That's right. So my conclusion is that even though Miley may be done smoking weed, her fans are not.
I concur.
Yeah. No, I know it's true.
Her tongue comes out, her butt goes round. Twerk away, twerk away. She licks that mic and grinds them buns. Wiggle that booty till her twerk is done.
And quite a day here in the Great Northwest. Today is the final broadcast for legendary Cairo 7 news anchor Steve Rabel. He's been on Cairo News for 38 years. He garnered 5 regional Emmys, including twice for Best Anchor. Of course, he joined Cairo after his 6-year career with the Seahawks, where he was a wide receiver. He was actually a second-round pick. As for what Steve is going to do here in the Great Northwest, don't worry. He's still going to be here.
I tell people this all the time. You know, I've been married to the same woman. It'll be 39 years Saturday.
I love marriage. Actually, I love my woman.
That's a pretty good number.
Been with the Seahawks now almost 45 years. So I'm a blessed man. Sharon and I are blessed every day. And I say that to myself. And even during these tough times, I say that. And, you know, we're lucky. We're going to stay here.
And he has been the Seahawks play-by-play voice since 2004. So is he going to continue doing that?
I will be doing Seahawks football for as long as they'll let me do it.
There you go. You got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
Fitz in the Morning. Grabbing life by the horns. One day at a time. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
We're waking on up. My body.
trying just to get out of that bed. Radio gets me moving, playing my favorite songs. They keep me laughing, give me information. They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Oh yeah, we're waking on.
It's Fitz in the Morning, doing it from Bellevue right now at 405. And 90, as always, you can check in, 833-822-BULL.
And now, here's my daddy. It's time for your...
Why are you kidding me? Stories of the day.
Special shout out to my embedded What Are You Kidding Me field correspondents who send me amazing What Are You Kidding Me stories on a daily basis. I appreciate you for that. Keep them coming. Message me, go to Facebook, search two words, follow Fitz, and hit like while you're there. I'm going to take you out of Indonesia. Blame it on the cow. 18-year-old Gusti Nahara Alit lives in a small village on the island of Bali in Indonesia.
Sweet.
Last Friday, he was caught loving on a cow.
Not sweet. Okay.
And according to his village chief, and I quote, a neighbor caught him standing naked, blah, blah, blah. You know what happened after that. And the village elders confronted him. But Gusti had an explanation for his actions. He says that the cow took the form of a beautiful young woman and, quote, called my name and seduced me.
At that point, they all said, oh, we've been there.
They always say, if you're going to tell a lie, make it a believable one.
Yeah. So, I mean, does that happen a lot these days? Do cows sometimes take the form of humans and seduce other humans across the world?
Happen a lot? I don't think a lot.
Is that like, did it happen in, like, does Greek mythology, does it talk about some of the cows?
No, that's more like a god takes the shape of, say, a swan and seduces you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody ever takes the shape of a cow and says, come and get me.
Unless then where'd the Minotaur come from?
Indonesia.
The what?
The Minotaur, because that's like a half bull, half man, right?
Yeah.
Oh. That guy from Greek mythology, he's got bull body, but a man's body.
Yeah, somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
Something happened.
See, that's a bull and a guy right there.
Day. Bingo, Drew, you just nailed it. It is possible.
Solved.
The cows have obviously done this in the past.
You just said that's a bull and a guy. I don't think that's how it works.
Well, a cow and a guy.
That's
what he's saying. Somewhere along the way, there was a connection.
And then there was a son, which was the Minotaur. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google it. It's science.
Waiting for us to...
Page two.
What are you kidding me?
I love our science.
Out of Miami, employees of the year... 38-year-old Bethesda Sandoval of Miami was a vacation planner for Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. And what she would do is help couples and families plan the cruise of their dreams. You know, give them the perfect dates, the perfect vacation time, the perfect discount. Well, it turns out when those families would go on that trip, while they were on the cruise of their dreams, Sandoval and her husband would rob them blind.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. So that's another business wiped out by COVID?
Yeah. I mean, straight up go to their homes, apartments, and just jack and take everything.
Yeah, take your time, honey. This couple won't be back for 3 weeks.
No kidding. Yeah, we're going to need your address. Where do you keep the hide-a key?
Well, she was arrested and charged with 24 counts of burglary. And her man was already locked up for a different string of burglaries. But he's also been charged for these two.
Wow.
It's so scary to leave house and your home anymore. Yeah. And I have learned, I mean, you just can't post anything on social media to let anybody know where you're going, if you're going to be gone on vacation.
I always have a house sitter. Always.
You always have somebody stay at your house?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have cats.
Yeah. They just can't stay on their own for a few days?
No, they can't stay on. They can stay on their own for a night, but not more than one night.
Oh, my wife's had, like, her cat, like, 3 or 4 days to stay by. So with the little...
With
you know,
the litter
auto
box?
Feeder? With the litter box and the feeder? Yeah, they've been fine.
When the litter box goes wrong, everything goes wrong. No, I always
you
have somebody in there.
You are a crazy cat lady. Yeah, and you need to accept it.
But how many times have I been burgled on vacation? Zero.
Interesting. How much do you normally pay for a house sitter?
You know, I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head.
Wow.
It's not as much as you think.
Okay.
For cats? No,
all right.
It's nothing.
Well, there you go. Next time you book your cruise, be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Who's booking your cruise for you? All right, and there you go. You got the...
What, are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
Real stories. Real life. Real funny. Fits in the morning on the all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country and fits in the morning. And we're gonna need your help, and we're going to need your Insta-therapy right now. We have an individual, a P1, on the phone right now. We'll call her Tara. And Tara has requested that we put her through my voice disguiser, so I will absolutely do that. You could always call the show. And if you ask me, if you tell me you want to be anonymous, I promise you, you will be anonymous. No one will know. And Tara, we'll call her, is from Kent, and she needs some Insta therapy like now. Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, thank you so much for your message. Go ahead, share with the world what you need help with right now.
So my best friend in the world, literally we've been best friends since second grade, she recently cheated on her fiancé, but her fiancé happens to be my cousin.
Oh, so. Okay, I get the issue. How long ago did this happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Has this been weighing on your mind for a while on how you're supposed to handle this situation?
It really is, because I really don't know what to do. Like, clearly, I can't find a way out either way. Like, she's my best friend. I don't want to lose my best friend, but he's my cousin. Like, he's family. I've known him my whole life, and it feels like I'm having to pick sides, and I don't want to pick sides. You know, she's been my lifelong best friend, but blood is thicker than water, so I don't know what to do.
So fill in a blank for me. I'm assuming she knows that you know she cheated, right? Did she ask you to keep it quiet?
Yeah. Not in so many words.
Did you say to her, "He's my freaking cousin. What do you expect me to do here? You expect me to sit on this?" Did you kind of say that to her?
I told her I didn't know what to do with that information.
This is a tough one.
Yikes.
This is like a big moral dilemma is what this is. 833-822-BULL. 833-822-2855. Text to 96459. If you're just tuning in, we'll call her Tara. Tara has requested that I put her through my voice disguiser. And Tara's best friend cheated on her boyfriend, who happens to be Tara's cousin.
Oh,
okay. Claire, your thoughts.
I have one question. Do you think she did this as a sort of a cry for help to get out of the wedding, or does she really want to marry your cousin?
I think she really loves my cousin. Had a night out and drank a little too much and, you know, lost track of things. But, like, I know deep down she loves my cousin. And I know, you know, she's like, it's a one-time thing. And, you know, I don't know if I should, like, say something for a one-time thing that won't matter in 10 years. Or I just don't know.
Calling all Insta-therapists now. 833-822-BULL. 833-822-2855. Text to 96459. It's a moral dilemma. All right, listen. Tara, thank you so much. There's a lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls coming in. So thank you so much, and just turn up the radio, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't miss a minute. You could miss the funny and the money. Fits in the morning on the all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
Really looking for your advice, your no-nonsense advice. 833-822-2855. Text to 96459. If you're just tuning in, Tara has requested that I put her through my voice disguiser. And Tara's best friend cheated on her boyfriend, who happens to be Tara's cousin. All right, we're going to go to Mark in Arlington. Mark, good morning to you, my friend.
Yeah, if I was her, man, I'd be telling him the truth. That's just family. You don't mess with family.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Family first, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to Stephanie in Bellevue. Actually, Bullview. Stephanie's in Bullview right now. What's up, Stephanie?
So, Fitz, I think that, well, first, she definitely, like, talk to her friend, because I think if it's an isolated incident and her friend says that it is and it was a mistake, that she should trust her and kind of let this one slide. But if she perceives this being a problem in the future and can see this really being a problem, I would say definitely talk to the cousin, because that's going to be a source of family drama and strife down the road for sure.
833-822-BULL. Looking for our Insta therapist right now. We'd love your advice. You could text to 96459.
I've got one over here saying, this is all caps, by the way, from the 253, stay out of it. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Yep. Here's one from 425 that says, if she trusted you with this, she's trusting you as a friend. If you go behind her back, you're a lousy friend.
Oh. This one is interesting over here from 425. You'll always be cousins, but you won't necessarily always be friends.
Ooh, deep.
Yes.
You guys are so great. Thank you so much.
Some people wake up and say,
good morning, Lord.
Others say,
good Lord, it's morning.
Thank God it's Fitz. The all new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
Our king of the box. My assistant producer in the other room, Shade, that is his real name, and he comes in here and he throws shade. He is the man that really represents the voices and complaints of all people. Welcome, the all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. All right, you can go and turn the camera on him now. He's just sitting in his room, and when he turns his hat around, it's like he turns into another person. The hat is turned. It's like a switch. He's a different person now. I don't even know this man. He's got his aviators on. What's up? Dang. Woo. Dang. Woo. I've missed you for a couple of weeks, Shade.
Yeah, I've missed you too. It's been a little too long, I think. Got to get the anger out.
You had to build up some anger.
Yeah. Did you have to build it up? Yeah. Really, the past few weeks, Shade has really tried to build up some. He's mm-hmm. like, right? And that's good.
You know, there's been a lot of complaints for everybody. I feel like I can take a little bit of a break here and there. But, this week I've got some more. It's
time for the pro to step in again.
It's time for the pro.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's about to throw shade. What are you throwing shade on today?
Well, I mean, look outside. Have you noticed this weather this week?
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's the problem with that?
I hate it.
Yo!
I am not a summertime guy.
Huh. Shade.
Oh, boy.
I get outside, I start sweating within 5 minutes, and I just need to get... I hate it. I can't get to the
air
conditioning.
Are you going after
enough.
The sunshine?
Yeah, I think I'm throwing shade on the sun.
You want something funky fresh?
I need something funky fresh.
Oh!
Oh!
Dang!
Oh, yeah. Here we go. It's time to step out of my box, but I'll only take a minute, because it's nice and cool in there, and I'm happy when I'm in it. The weather's getting warmer, and I don't think I'm quite prepared. I'm up here in my hoodie like I'm summertime impaired. People say, don't you want to get outside and have some fun? I say, I don't live in Seattle, because I like the freaking sun.
Oh, yeah! Yes!
And I'm getting the night sweats.
Yes!
Get ready.
Feels so nice.
Yeah, I'm a single man these days, and I don't get no hanky-panky, so instead I've got 6 pillows and a huge winter blankie. It's cozy when I tuck in, but it's always a sure bet that I'll cook myself too long and wake up soaking wet. And then I must convince myself it's just the heat instead of thinking that I might have just wet the whole dang bed.
Yes! Oh!
And I'm sorry, Drew, but this joke comes across as kind of fickle, but no matter how I sweat, I still don't smell like pickles.
Oh! Drew's head smells like pickles.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You gotta do something about it.
It's true.
So I climbed up on a ladder to try to get my AC installed, but almost fell and crushed myself just like Clark Griswold. Oh. That worked better in my head. Yeah. So I try to do some yard work, but the heat has got me labored. I would take off my shirt, but I don't want to blind my neighbors. So keep your flip-flops and your ice-cold lemonade. If you need me, I'll be chilling where it's cool, in the shade.
Oh! Oh!
Yes!
Dang!
Yes!
Take dang, that heat Daniel. Home!
Wow!
Dang! Can't handle the heat. Dang. I thought it's been so comfortable outside. Is it just me?
Yeah, apparently.
He does not like... just feel the venom. Let Shade see those texts in the other room if you enjoyed it today. Is throwing shade. Text to 96459.
Fitz in the Morning is the Northwest Morning Show. The all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns. On New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
There is an official new name for the newly renovated former Key Arena at the Seattle Center. Amazon, who has the naming rights, and NHL Seattle have announced they're naming it Climate Pledge Arena.
Wait, this is real? I saw this all over social media last night. I thought it was like a possible joke.
It is the actual name, Climate Pledge Arena. It will be the world's first net zero carbon certified arena in the whole world. But come on, I mean, seriously, I think they should call it the greenhouse myself. Yes, you're going to see that everywhere, but I want you to know I had that original thought first.
Yeah, and then we can call the team the potted plants.
You know what, Ryder? You're right. Now we have a name for the arena. We still don't have a name for the hockey team.
All right, text us. What should we name Seattle's hockey team? Text now to 96459.
Well, Hannah Montana fans are blowing up TikTok over what they're calling the biggest plot hole in cinematic history. Drew, I will let you be the judge of this. Apparently, there are two episodes involving Billy Ray Cyrus's character, Bobby Ray, somehow revealing that he is both Miley Stewart and Hannah Montana's dad, so therefore, they must be the same person. Then the Jonas Brothers are involved somehow. My point is, this has more than 2.5 million views. There are a lot of people out there who are apparently very...
have nothing better to do with their lives?
That's right. So my conclusion is that even though Miley may be done smoking weed, her fans are not.
I concur.
Yeah. No, I know it's true.
And quite a day here in the Great Northwest. Today is the final broadcast for legendary Cairo 7 news anchor Steve Rabel. He's been on Cairo News for 38 years. He garnered 5 regional Emmys, including twice for Best Anchor. Of course, he joined Cairo after his 6-year career with the Seahawks, where he was a wide receiver. He was actually a second-round pick. As for what Steve is going to do here in the Great Northwest, don't worry. He's still going to be here.
I tell people this all the time. You know, I've been married to the same woman. It'll be 39 years Saturday.
I love
that's
marriage.
Actually,
I would say
that's a pretty good number.
Been with the Seahawks now almost 45 years. So I'm a blessed man. Sharon and I are blessed every day. And I say that to myself. And even during these tough times, I say that. And, you know, we're lucky. We're going to stay here.
And he has been the Seahawks play-by-play voice since 2004. So is he going to continue doing that?
I will be doing Seahawks football for as long as they'll let me do it.
There you go. You got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
Wake up and listen in the morning.
The Fitz will make you feel alive. Got my coffee and cream. My boys on the air. Wake up and start your day. Now go and tell all my neighbors, yeah. It's time to get out of bed. I'll give you plenty of nonsense to get you on your way. Wake up and start your day. The Fitz.
That is right, doing the show from Bullview right now. And we are located at 405 and 90 in the Pacific Northwest, USA. Right over there is Drew.
Good morning.
Aunt Claire.
Good morning.
There's Ryder the Youngin.
Morning.
What's the number one sign you think it might be time for a brand new car?
I can give you about 100 signs.
When your weekly routine of taking the family for a Sunday afternoon push.
Come on, kids, put your back into it.
Come on.
The hill coming.
All right, stand by. We're getting ready for a fresh batch of the What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day. In minutes, it's Fitz in the Morning.
Fitz in the Morning is back. We do awkward like a boss. 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. And Fitz in the Morning, we're changing the way the game is played in radio. Completely changing the way the game is played at 98.9 The Bull. I'm a daddy. I got a bunch of babies, 5 babies, and twins now. That's a total of 7. 5 plus 2 is 7. And I was going to see if I could test each of you out with some parent trivia. I think it's important for each and every single one of you to know some good strategy when it comes to parenting. If in the event you have to babysit my kids in an emergency situation like Drew had to do one time.
I've done it once.
He spent the night with my children.
Yeah. Easy.
I mean, I'm sure it was pretty chaotic for you.
Yeah, loaded them up with junk food and let them watch trashy stuff on television. That's it. That's the answer right there.
Well, it's really no different than what we do.
I was using your guidance.
Yeah. I mean, how many six-year-olds you know asking to watch Fast and Furious? But anyway.
What was that?
You'd be surprised.
What was Drew watching that one time on her iPad?
Inside Edition.
Inside Edition. She was showing me clips from Inside Edition.
She was?
Yes.
Claire came in and said, Fitz, is she supposed to be watching this?
Well, we're teaching her about, like, you know, the art of teasing news in media. That's why she loves watching Inside Edition. Coming up.
So she's going to be sitting in school, and teacher's going to say, all right, Drew, do you have the answer to number 6 on this math quiz? And she's going to say, I do, and I'll tell you what it is right after recess.
And I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, Lord.
All right, then. Your buzzer could be your name here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Parent trivia. True or false here. Babies are born without kneecaps.
Ryder. That's true.
That is absolutely true. How did you know
that?
Actually, it's only because my nephew, I remember when he was first born, I remember looking at his legs, and I was like, why is his leg, like, his knees look weird. And the nurse looked at me and goes, he doesn't have kneecaps. And I laughed because I thought she was joking. I was like, oh, that's a good one. She was like, no, they really don't. I'm like, oh, that's terrifying.
You're like, so when do they get the kneecaps?
Yeah, when do those come in?
All right, let's move on. True or false? Air fresheners can cause earaches in babies.
Claire. True.
Absolutely true. How do you know that, Claire?
It's just one of those things I learned along the way.
Like what kind of air freshener? Like
well,
the
you know, no, you know, mainly the I think probably the evergreen Christmas tree ones.
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
don't ride
no,
my
I don't
car.
Know. I have no idea what smells. I wonder why it does that.
It's some chemical thing.
Makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. On average, do men or women change diapers faster?
Oh, Drew.
Drew.
I'm going to say men change
men
faster.
Men do.
Yeah.
Get it
you know
do.
Why? We don't want to be exposed to that
You're right. We just want to get through it as fast as
right,
possible.
Yeah.
We're not saying we even do it correctly.
Yeah. No. Right. Exactly. Nobody said anything about the cleanliness of the diaper change.
Right.
They said who changes
right.
it faster.
Men have a lower tolerance for baby poop. Period.
Yeah.
So we got to get in and get out fast.
We didn't say we'd actually put the diaper on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just change its location.
Oh, I am worried about that, though. I mean, you know, I'm a gagger.
Yeah.
And baby poop just makes me lose it.
Well,
I'm back at it. I'm
Double baby poop factory. Then.
Yeah, that's all right.
Kidding.
We're gonna get through it. All right, here we go. True or false? Babies know right from wrong at 6 months.
Ryder
the youngin.
That is so true.
That is so true. How do you know that?
Well, yeah, because babies just have that. I mean, it's that natural instinct that you have as a human being, your conscience. Like, that's just something that's developed.
But I need a personal sort of testimony about how you've experienced that.
Oh, I just guessed it.
Right from wrong is a pretty vague concept.
Hey, I'm here to
win.
Did you
guess the kneecaps too?
No, that actually did happen. But that one I guessed.
How do they know that the baby knows right from wrong? I'm not saying the baby doesn't know it. I mean, like, how does science know
it? Well, I can tell how I personally know my babies know. Because, like, they go up and just whack each other on the side of the head, like, from out of nowhere. Just a sucker punch. Boom! Uh-huh. And then a couple seconds later, you could see, you know, them feeling bad.
Oh,
about
so
it.
It's like when your dog...
Oh, 6 months old?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
It's like when your dog rips something open and they know they've done bad and you come home, you find them hiding in the corner because they know they're getting in trouble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, here, I got one more here. True or false? 90% of all kids are right-handed.
Drew. I think that's false.
That is true, Drew.
Oh, dang.
Dadgummit, Drew. You'd be a horrible parent.
I thought they pushed us into right-handedness. I thought they used to, like...
They do push... Well, not anymore.
All right, it's Fitz in the Morning. The all-new 98.9 The Bull.
And now...
Here's my daddy.
It's time for your...
Why are you kidding me? Stories of the day.
On the all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country and Fitz in the Morning. Thank you so much to my What Are You Kidding Me field correspondents who send me amazing What Are You Kidding Me stories on a daily basis.
/ridiculous. Amazing /ridiculous.
Why is that?
Because a lot of these stories are ridiculous.
That's what the What Are You Kidding Me stories are all about.
I know.
But not the correspondents. We take the correspondents very seriously, mm-hmm. and we thank you for your efforts. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you. This first story as I begin today in the What Are You Kidding Me newsroom, it hurts my heart. Out of Virginia, lunch lady on the loose. I had a very great relationship with my lunch lady. I mean, she gave me extra cheese tots and chocolate milk every morning in junior high.
I wish I could have gotten to know mine.
Yeah. A lunch lady in Virginia was just busted for basically stealing kids' lunch money for the past 3 years.
Oh.
What?
They just figured it out. Obviously, with the pandemic time off has given a lot of these sort of school accountants time to check the numbers.
Yeah, wait a minute. This till's light. This till's been light for a long time.
Oh, yeah. She was just taking the money and not putting it in the till. I thought she was like shaking down fourth graders for a minute. Give me your lunch money, Billy.
I'm much bigger than you, kid. You better give it to me.
No right of the youngest. She wasn't robbing the students.
My bad.
It took them 3 years to figure it out.
Billy finally got taller.
After I give you this lunch tray, meet me behind the cafeteria and give me your money. If not, I'm going to kick your butt after school. Anyway, it's always sad when the lunch lady gets busted for such things, but they figured it out. Page two.
What? Are you kidding me?
And it gets even more ridiculous. Out of Nebraska, I see your ankles thick and shiny. If you find yourself getting into your car and suddenly feel a hand around your ankle, don't worry. It's real life.
Oh, God. I don't like this.
There is a 20-year-old guy named Jesse Johnson in Lincoln, Nebraska. He is obsessed with hiding under women's cars and grabbing their feet.
No.
Is that... Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Does he want to do anything more than grab their feet? Is he going to, like, scream at them? Or?
He likes to grab their feet. His quote, "I just have this weird addiction and odd behavior. Whoa. I don't know why."
So he hides under your car, and when you're getting in it, he grabs your ankles.
It's a thrill for him.
What's his name?
I don't know. Ankle lover? I don't know his name.
Is he in jail?
Yes, I do know his name. But I said his name, Jesse Johnson.
Yeah. Is he in jail, or is he just out and about, and they're just like,
No, he's been arrested.
Okay. I'm getting a lift kit so I can see everything going on under there. Right. I'm done.
Claire, what would happen if suddenly you felt a man, the rough hands, calloused hands of a man grabbing your ankles?
Well, that man's going to feel the knife I keep under my seat.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
In addition to that, I would scream like a girl.
It just got dark.
Jesse Johnson in Lincoln, Nebraska. He says that he wants to get counseling, but he has trouble paying for the counseling to prevent him from hiding underneath women's cars and grabbing their
feet.
Someone
else to foot the bill?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got the...
What, are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
Believe it or not, the stories are true. Don't ever let anyone try to bullshit you. Maybe you should be dead, nearly chopped off your head. Fitz's show is on. Believe it or not. He's a giraffe, rap, 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 rap. He's a giraffe. Giraffe.
We're going to go to Amy right now from Bonnie Lake. Amy, believe it or not.
Believe it or not, I am an attorney by day and a night webcam show lady by night.
Ooh. Seriously?
Ooh. Well, first of all, seriously. what kind of an attorney by day?
I don't want to blow up my spot here. But...
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And a webcam show at night, I assume. Is it like an adult webcam show that you do?
It sure is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't guess you want to promote it right now, do you?
Yeah.
I don't think we can.
You know what? Can you go on hold real quick?
I'm going to come talk to
you. No.
Take it easy, Ryder. Interesting.
Which one pays more? That's all I got to know.
Oh, that's actually a really good question. The attorney pays more, but I got to say the webcam has definitely given it a run for its money a few times.
That is really... Wow. Do you have like the discount codes and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do like promotional codes and things like that, especially for holidays, stuff like that. I like to wear different outfits depending on the day. And yeah, people are into some stuff.
We're going to put you on hold, please.
I was going to say, you know, July 4th is coming up.
Exactly. Fireworks galore.
All right, thanks for calling. We're going to go to Ashley in Maple Valley right now. Good morning, Ashley. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, I used to be married. My ex is the backup mascot for the Mariner Moose.
Wait a second. Let me sort of calculate this. Your ex is the backup mascot for the Mariner Moose. So, like, if something happened with the Mariner Moose?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I think it is cool, but how often was the Mariner Moose, like, not there that the backup had to come in?
Not very often, but we go to all the games, and we got, like, as much, like, free garlic fries as we could eat.
Oh, that's a deal. I want to be the backup now.
No, I'm in.
I'm just wondering, what is that audition process like to be the Mariner Moose? What do you have to do?
Now show us your running man.
He just knew somebody, actually. Like, it was his friend's dad doing the hiring.
It is all who you know, even for mascots.
All right, let's go to Cassidy real quick. Cassidy in Marysville, believe it or not.
Oh, congratulations on the twins, first of all, Fit.
Thank you so much for saying that. I think I hear some little babies in the background with you as well.
Oh, yeah, that's my daughter on her way to preschool this morning.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, so at least you know, my stepdad was telling me this story when I was actually pregnant with my daughter about when my older stepsister was born in the 70s. Him and his wife were in the delivery room and, hey, you know, congratulations, it's a girl, and they're so full of joy. And then the doctor says, there's another one coming.
Whoa! Yikes.
So after realizing, oh my God, I've got twins, I was only supposed to have one, he spent the next several hours of his twin daughter's first day of life at the store buying a second crib, second changing table, more diapers. So when I told him about you guys having twins, he said, you need a call, because if he thinks it's rough now just thinking about twins, imagine it just being thrown at you the last second.
Oh, kidding. My gosh.
Cassidy, you said this was in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
So the doctor probably turned to your dad and said, like, hey, put that cigar out. We got another one coming. Like, smoking in the delivery room.
I wouldn't put it past him. He was a cop when this was going down, so probably.
Yeah, the doctor was like, I only said you could have one cigarette in here.
Yeah.
When I told him that, okay, you know what, I'm going to call you guys and tell the story, he said, just make sure, because you never know, Fitz, there might be a third one hiding in there somewhere.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country. 98.9 The Bull.
Man, it's been a crazy week, and it's been all about city versus city, county versus county. We have worked our way to this.
It's Friday.
Playing County Wars on Friday. All right, Drew, the month of June, we're getting close to the end of June.
Everybody is watching the tug of war between Giants in the game. King County, Island County tied at 8 again after King County's win this morning. They're tied for first place. Snohomish has 6. Kitsap and Pierce tied with 5 apiece. Thurston has 4. And Clallam County has 3 on the board.
And we've given away amazing prizes all week long. What is inside the Friday Fitz in the Morning treasure chest?
We have one more serving of ice cream from Cold Stone.
All right, I'm going to serve this up to you right now.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Let's meet our contestants. I want to say what's up to Sheila in Oak Harbor representing Island County. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Fitz. How are you?
Doing so good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, today you're going against James in Auburn representing King County. What's going on, James?
Hey, Fitz. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing good. Okay, check it out. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, you have to say your name real loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play County Wars. I have been extra excited all week because we are exactly 6 months away from what special December holiday?
Sheila. Christmas.
Oh, that is correct.
Woo! Sheila.
It's half Christmas. Island County's got a point.
Ho, ho, ho. Hee, hee, hee. Coming down the chimney with a sack full of toys, girls and boys.
morning.
Eric Church just dropped an awesome brand new song called Stick That in Your Country Song on Thursday. He is calling out everyone in country. What is Eric Church's nickname?
Oh, crap.
They call him the what?
Sheila.
Sheila.
James.
The church.
Incorrect. James.
The sinner.
Incorrect.
I like that.
We move on. Now, in the Fitz Files, on the show, The Good, the Bad, and the Gossip, Aunt Claire told us that Alex Trebek just donated $500,000 to a homeless shelter in Los Angeles. What TV game show was Alex Trebek famous for hosting?
Sheila.
Sheila.
Thanks.
Jeopardy.
Island County's got the point. Island County takes the win back into the lead.
Oh, my God. So impressive. Island County. Oh, Island County is like watching the movie Rudy.
I love watching.
Yeah, way to go, Island County. And Sheila.
Loves an underdog.
All right. And check this out, Aunt Claire. What does Sheila get today?
You just won ice cream from Cold Stone.
Oh, how about that? Nice. Woo! Great. And James, talk to me. How are you feeling about everything, James?
All right. It's a little sidetracked with work and all.
Yeah, I feel that. Island County wrapping up the week with a win.
My name is Sheila, and I am the queen of Island County. And we just put a whomping on King County.
Woo! Yeah! Big ol' whomping, too. Big ol' whomping. Great job, you guys. Hang on. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
And as always, we're going to collect ourselves over the weekend. It's very, very important on weekends to have a ceasefire. But you know, first thing Monday morning, it's 6:40. County Wars is back. What are we giving away next week?
We have lunch from Subway.
Are you for real?
I am for real.
Okay, Mondays, County Wars.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Go ahead, Shade. I'm gonna set up the segment. I was just having a little off-air discussion with Ryder the Youngin. I'm not gonna lie, I got a little PO'd at him.
What? Oh yeah.
Because it's his generation that is like rebelling against a whole bunch of these longtime wedding traditions. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Getting married.
Not only not getting married, but like taking all the romance out of everything. You know, like, remember the long time wedding tradition? The man would go in and he would, with whatever he could afford, like to the best, you know, what he would try to get the best he could, mm-hmm. you know, with whatever he could afford, right?
Yeah, engagement ring.
I'm sorry, yeah, engagement ring. Uh-huh. Walk into the jewelry store and do that?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, why?
They're not about that anymore. Matter of fact, they don't even know if they want to get rings anymore.
What's the point?
Yeah, no kidding.
What's the point?
You're going to drop so much money on just on gold, and that like just throws away like
doesn't have to be gold, right, or the young.
Could be platinum.
It just needs diamonds on it.
All right. Okay, well, what about
the other part's irrelevant.
What about a plastic ring with diamonds on it?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
See? Mm-hmm. That should work.
Basically, younger couples are more frugal than Gen X or, okay, boomers.
Yeah.
Right? They're also more socially conscious. Mm-hmm. They say mined diamonds just won't do.
Yeah.
It's just not right for the, you know.
So just mine. So they're all about the laboratory.
Well, alternative stones,
cultured
Drew.
Stones.
Yeah. I call them alternative stones.
Okay.
Alt.
Yeah.
Alt stones.
Writers, some might say that that's the wussification of America. That's the problem with America right
because
now.
Because I want to be more financially stable than just dropping a bunch of money on a diamond ring that might not work out in a relationship.
You know, diamonds are forever. They're a good investment.
Diamonds are forever.
Ooh, you know what? He just said it. Did you hear what Ryder just said? He said, why do I want to waste a bunch of money in a relationship that might not last? So the problem is that
why do I want
the millennials
to waste
are saying the diamond's forever, but baby, you're not.
Right.
What you're
maybe, not baby, maybe.
You're saying the way you are right now ain't the way you're going to be?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, not me.
I'm interpreting his words.
What I'm saying is you see so many people in this day and age who go all out for these weddings. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars that they don't have on rings, the location, the food, and the family, all of it.
And, you know,
and then 20 years later, they get divorced and they hate
each
other.
He just said it. It all comes down to, you're right. I think the younger folks really don't believe in that sanctity of marriage anymore.
I think he clued us, he says they go all out. So what I'm hearing is they can't afford the ring because they're still paying off their promposal from senior year.
the promposal.
You get a good morning. You get a good morning. Everyone gets a good morning. With Fitz in the Morning. Now riding on the all-new 98.9 The Bull. Number one for new country.
That is right. Fitz in the Morning is on. It's going to be a beautiful Northwest weekend. If you know of anything going on this weekend, text now to 96459. We could always figure out something new to do.
Yes.
There's always something to do.
Okay, yeah, you know what? So let's start with one that we got from our texts. This just in. Casey's Batting Range in Port Orchard is open. You can make a reservation for a group or your family. Obviously, you have to, you know, follow whatever the legal social distancing rules are, but they are open. I love batting ranges. That mm-hmm. is a great way to get all your frustrations out by hitting some balls.
And have things thrown at your head.
Yep. Yeah. And speaking of sports, here's the thing. King County has a lot of the sports courts open now in sports areas, not just like tennis and basketball courts, but like the Dick Turnow Memorial Park disc golf is open, the Velodrome at Marymore.
Disc golf.
I love disc golf.
I love disc yeah. golf.
All the hippies just raise their hands and rejoice.
Hey, I'm a proud hippie.
Speaking of hippies, if you're a biker and like going circles, the Velodrome at Marymore is open. And of course, a lot of hiking trails are opened as well.
We should do a special Fitz in the Morning show walk a couple of times a week where we just go hiking. I could do with you guys what I do with my kids. We could have adventure walk.
Oh, that's a really nice idea. We should do that.
I'm busy that day. Whatever day you pick.
And check this out. A lot of local drive-in movie theaters are open now. Now, of course, tomorrow, many of them are showing the Garth Brooks drive-in concert. But Seattle restaurant Canlis has decided to turn their parking lot into a drive-in movie theater.
At Canlis, so popcorn's like $28.
Is that truffle popcorn? Of course yeah. it is.
Tonight, they're showing Back to the Future 2. And next Friday, in honor of America, it's Top Gun.
Oh, my God. Talk to me, Goose.
Goose with your RSO.
I'll hit the brakes. I'll fly right by.
All year. All year.
All right, everybody have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you Monday. My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Nobody! All year.